Hey guys.
What?
I had to say it, but could it be colder?
Yeah, it is freezing here currently in Chicagoland.
Well then, it is our responsibility to heat things up with the Red Hot Podcast.
Well, I am ready with my cup of coffee and fleece-lined sweats.
Aw, gross! Okay, I've got a hot birthday segment ready to go.
And I'm always armed with endless hot takes. Like, for example, pineapple's the best pizza topping.
That's crazy talk.
Agreed. But if hot is what we've got,
then let's not hesitate. Hot take, made-up words are better than normal words.
Yeah, and not so hot take, it's Fonz Imaginary Podcast is the greatest podcast around. Alex, can you please start the show?
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Woo! Guys, welcome to our hot, hot, hot episode.
Oh, that's like a good idea. Like if we say stuff like that, it will trick our minds into feeling like it's not so freezing.
Right.
Yeah, like, whoo, I sure could use a nice tall glass of lemonade.
Haha, me too. Or a nice double scoop of ice cream.
It's fine, you go.
Yeah, pretend you're uncomfortably hot.
Like, what should I say?
I don't know, you're creative. Think of something.
Okay, wait, I'm so sweaty. Like, it's crazy hot out here, you guys. Wait, ooh, these mosquitoes are eating me alive.
Yeah, there you go. Just keep thinking warm thoughts.
Yeah, and our celebrity birthday segment is sure to heat things up, too. Alex, play their intro.
You wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest band in the world.
Hey, spoiler alert. Well, we may as well do the segment now.
Fine with me. Guys, today is Monday, January 20th, and that means there are lots of celebrity birthdays to celebrate.
Bill Maher, Buzz Aldrin, Rainn Wilson, and Questlove to name but a few.
But the birthday boy we want to celebrate most is the composer of such classics as Love Gun, Black Diamond, Lick It Up, and Detroit Rock City.
That's right. Happy birthday to the star child himself, Mr. Paul Stanley of Kiss.
Stanley Bird Eisen was born on this day in 1952 in Upper Manhattan, New York City, where he grew up, met his fellow bandmates, and started one of the biggest rock bands of all time.
Before changing their name to Kiss, they were known as Wicked Lester, oh cool, and also Albatross, not as cool.
Their fervent fans are known as the Kiss Army, which was started in Indiana, where a local radio station refused to play any Kiss songs. Protesting fans marched outside the station, and the name was born.
Kiss has sold more than 100 million albums worldwide and is considered one of the most influential bands of all time.
Kiss have played everywhere from the Super Bowl to the Olympics, and their final tour, the End of the Road World Tour, lasted for over 5 years with hints of things to come.
So happy birthday, Paul. We hope you rock and roll all night and birthday party all day. Back to you, Ishvan.
Thanks, you guys. And yes, a huge happy birthday to Paul Stanley.
Ishvan, did you like Kiss when you were growing up?
No.
No? I thought all boys your age like Kiss.
Not me. I was, not surprisingly, an unusual child. I liked soft music, like that of Helen Reddy. Or the Captain and Tennille. And don't get me started on Canadian songstress Anne Murray. It wasn't until later, you guys, that I got into like rock and heavy metal music, very much so. And Kiss was one of those bands I liked, but it was after they had unmasked that I became interested, kind of like the opposite of how most kids would join the ranks of the Kiss Army.
Ishvan, based on that childhood tale, may I suggest playing your song Opposite Day?
Hey, that's a great idea. And how about we do the opposite by me announcing it for a change? Here is my song, Opposite Day, from my children's record, Playtime.
What do you call it when things are backwards? It's opposite day. It's opposite day. When the things you do aren't what you say. It's opposite day. It's opposite day. When I say scream, then you stay quiet. It's opposite day. It's opposite day. If it's not for sale, then you should buy it. It's opposite day. It's opposite day. It's 8 a.m., so let's have dinner. I lost the race, so I'm the winner. Let's go to school. It's Sunday morning. Do you like parties? No way, they're boring. Let's go to sleep, 'cause I'm not tired. It's opposite day. It's opposite day. Drink this milk, 'cause it's expired. It's opposite day. It's opposite day. I don't like pizza, I like bug bites. I'm kinda shy, so put me in the spotlight. I love to sing, yeah, I'm having fun. So let's stop the song right now.
No!
Let's stop the song right now.
No!
Let's stop the song,
no!
Let's stop the song,
no!
Let's stop the song right now.
Now!
Brush your teeth with cake or candy. It's opposite day. It's opposite day. Name your baby sister Jake or Randy. It's opposite day. It's opposite day. 2 + 3 = 5.
That's wrong.
'Cause it's opposite day. It's opposite day. Let's make the song go super long. No, it's opposite day. It's opposite day.
That was Opposite Day on this scorcher of a Monday.
Oh, nice DJ voice.
Hey, Ishvan. You know, I'm good friends with the guys in KISS. I could make a quick phone call and we could wish Paul a happy birthday right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like, beep, boop, boop. Hey, Paul, what's happening, dude? Did you get new platform boots for your birthday?
Yeah, totally.
I'm serious. Here, Alex, dial this number.
Dialing now.
You'll see. He's totally cool.
Hello, this is Paul Stanley speaking.
Paul, it's Leprechaun. We're calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, buddy. It's great to hear your voice.
Yours too. Can you let the listeners in on what a pig rock star is doing on this big day?
Well, the guys from the band are here. We're having cake and ice cream. Gene is going to do his fireball to light the candles, and I'm going to blow them out.
Wow, that is so cool. Hi, Mr. Stanley. It's me, Toby. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Toby. You know, I love the podcast. The whole band does. We listen on the tour bus.
Really? That's awesome. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Here's Gene. It's his favorite show.
Are you hearing this?
Hello. This is Gene Simmons from the legendary rock band KISS.
What?
I think your podcast is great.
What?
Almost as great as me.
Thanks, Gene.
Now remember, my birthday is on August 25th. You should start preparing your tribute segment now.
Okay.
It's a day everyone should celebrate.
Yeah, totally.
You should send me gifts.
What?
And money.
Okay.
And gold.
All right, now wait a minute.
Here's Paul.
Okay, guys, feel free to call me anytime. And thanks again for the birthday wishes. Rock and roll.
Okay, goodbye, Paul. Happy birthday, lad.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, I didn't even get to say anything. Oh, man.
Oh, it's fine. We can call anytime. I co-wrote I Was Made for Loving You. I just chose not to be credited. And I helped put together the whole reunion tour. Those guys owe me big time.
Wow, that is so cool, Leprechaun.
Oh, I've been around a long time. I've got tons of celebrity friends.
Okay, well, good to know going forward. All right, there is no way to top that. So let's wrap up this Star Child studded episode, shall we?
Yeah, I know Alice Cooper and Paul McCartney and Trent Reznor. Oh, and Fred Durst.
Wow,
what?
3 out of 4.
I know Young Gravy and Iggy Azalea and Billie Eilish and Eminem.
Oh man, it's fun. I'll start booking guests.
Okay, guys, we are going to figure out which one of Leprechaun's famous friends to call next. So be sure to meet us right back here in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of the podcast. But until then, I am Ishvan.
And I'm Toby.
I'm Alex the Computer.
And I'm friend to the stars, the Leprechaun!
Goodbye. It's only gonna be for a little while. Goodbye. Until we play again and make a bunch of new friends. Goodbye. You're invited too, so could you give us a smile? Goodbye. Now keep that all in mind and time will fly and